First off, all the news you need to start your day.
Good morning, you're listening to News Talk with me, Shane Beattie. It's Monday, the 6th of July. I hope you're well. Coming up,
Gardaí are appealing for witnesses or anyone with CCTV or dash cam footage from the area between 11am and 1pm yesterday to come forward.
Woman dies following leash assault and 80,000 SIPTU members to be balloted on strike action. Plus we've all the other news making the headlines and the latest in sport and entertainment. But first up this morning, a woman has been found dead following an assault in County Laois yesterday afternoon. A man in his 70s was arrested at the scene. He remains in Garda custody. Gardaí have launched a major investigation. News Talk's Tina Gates reports.
Emergency services were called to a house on Church Street in Port Laois shortly after 12:30 yesterday afternoon, where a woman in her 50s was pronounced dead. The state pathologist has been notified and a post-mortem examination will be carried out. The house remains sealed off for a technical examination, while an incident room has been established at Port Laois Garda station under the direction of a senior investigating officer. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses or anyone with CCTV or dash cam footage from the area between 11am and 1pm yesterday to come forward.
A post-mortem will take place today on the body of a man in his 40s, shot dead in Dunleary in Dublin yesterday morning. An incident room has been set up and investigations are ongoing. Molly O'Connor reports.
At around 8:30 yesterday morning, the man was shot dead at Patrician Park off Kill Avenue. For most of the day, a number of Garda cars remained present and the road between Dunleary Fire Station and Honey Park was sealed off. The body was removed from the scene at around 2 in the afternoon. Local councillor Thomas Joseph said that people are shocked and scared, as this type of thing has never happened before. A senior investigating officer has been appointed to lead the investigation and an incident room has been set up at Dunleary Garda station. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses or anyone who is travelling in the area between 8 and 9 o'clock yesterday morning to come forward.
A man has died after a serious assault in Mulhuddart in West Dublin in the early hours of Friday morning. The coroner has been notified and an incident room has been set up at Blanchardstown Garda station under the direction of a senior investigating officer. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to the incident at Parsthixtown Drive at around 4am on Friday to come forward. A Garda investigation is underway following the death of a 27-year-old man at a pub in Riverstick in Cork. Emergency services were called to the scene shortly after 9pm on Saturday, where a man in his 20s was pronounced dead. His body has been taken to Cork University Hospital for a post-mortem examination. A man in his 20s is in a critical condition after a serious assault at Hawkins Street in Dublin city centre shortly after midnight on Saturday. The man was brought to Beaumont Hospital where he's being treated for serious injuries. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses who were in the Hawkins Street area between midnight on Saturday and 12:30am on Sunday morning to contact Gardaí at Pier Street. Investigations are continuing after a man in his 50s died in a motorcycle crash at the Skerries 100 road race in North County Dublin. Emergency services were called to the scene of a single motorcycle collision just before midday yesterday afternoon. The Lochshinney Motorcycle Supporters Club has confirmed a competitor passed away following an incident during a race. Gardaí say the coroner has been notified and investigations are ongoing. A state funeral procession begins today for Iran's supreme leader, who was killed by US and Israeli strikes in February. Millions of people are expected to gather in honour of Ayatollah Ali Khamenei, who has been lying in state in Tehran. He's due to be buried on Thursday. Among those joining the crowds at the weekend were Abdul Rajid, whose daughter was killed in a US airstrike at a school.
Coming here revives memories of that day because our kids were martyred together with the Supreme Leader. And we are not here only for the funeral and bidding farewell. We are here seeking blood revenge.
More than 80,000 SIPTU public service members are to be balloted on industrial action following what the union says is the government's failure to begin meaningful pay talks. The previous public sector pay agreement expired at the end of June. SIPTU says the continuing cost of living crisis has eroded workers' pay and claims key commitments from the last deal remain outstanding. Ballots involving health, local authority and education workers will take place over the coming weeks as the union calls on the government to begin talks immediately. In the UK, Nigel Farage claims he's the victim of an establishment hit job and has followed the rules. He's facing calls for an investigation over financial support given to him by a convicted criminal. The Sunday Times reported George Cottrell also gave the Reform UK leader use of a rented property before he was elected. Broadcaster Angela Epstein says this could be damaging for Mr. Farage.
Will it cut through and will it damage Farage's profile amongst his loyal supporters? That's a different question. But I think one thing that voters find very difficult to sort of accept and process is when we see MPs with their noses in the trough.
A major wildfire in southern France is threatening tomorrow's third stage of the Tour de France, with officials warning the route could be altered or spectators kept away if conditions worsen. The blaze has burned more than 1,500 hectares and is one of dozens of fires fueled by soaring temperatures across southern Europe. Firefighters are also battling blazes in Spain, Portugal and Greece. Civil Protection Deputy Commissioner Marco Lucas told France 24 there's no sign of conditions easing.
Throughout the day, conditions were extremely challenging. Temperatures remain exceptionally high with no overnight humidity recovery, making it very difficult for firefighters to bring the blaze under control.
The Australian Prime Minister has apologised for inappropriate comments he made about Kylie Minogue. Anthony Albanese was asked on a podcast about who he'd choose if his marriage broke down. Women's rights groups and opposition politicians have been among those to accuse him of being disrespectful. And in sport, England are into the quarterfinals of the World Cup after beating Mexico 3-2. It was a game that had it all: penalties, saves, yellow cards and a red card. Jude Bellingham and Harry Kane got the goals. Fans stayed up into the early hours to watch from Wembley Box Park in London and erupted into song and cheers on the full-time whistle. And that is First Up for this morning. Please start your day with us again here tomorrow. In the meantime, you can check out all the news you need on newstalk.com.